6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, December 27th, and we are glad you are here. Man, Maggie, the holidays, well, one holiday is past us. As I start every show, how you doing, Maggie?
I hate this.
I knew what I was setting you up for, but...
Screw December. Just, I said this on our last week's show. I really want to hug everyone that's working in the service industry right now. I really do. I really want to. This is ridiculous. Okay, it's not only that you're working during the holidays and you can't be with your family. I live alone, and you know, I don't mind that, but the people that come out during the Christmas holidays are really specific type of people, and they suck. They can go fudge themselves, okay? Like, just go away, never enter bars, don't reproduce and stuff. So I went to work on Christmas, the night shift, and in no time, the bar was full. Like, I opened the bar, and like in 1 hour, there was no empty seats in the bar. And two of my colleagues came to work with, you know, Christmas stuff with reindeer ears and, you know, fluffy stuff on their heads. And our regular customers were like, oh my God, you're so cute, guys. Maggie, where's your holiday decorations? And I'm like, my horns will get in the way. And I have no idea why they ask me this every year. I swear, every year. Oh, come on, Maggie, smile. It's Christmas.
Oh, elbow. Nice.
Yeah. I wish, but I'll go to jail, and that's not. Maybe then I'll get some peace and quiet and just actually sleep. I haven't slept in 4 days, but that's fine. I hope everyone had a really, really lovely Christmas, and like, thank you for joining us so much. Thank you for the awesome people that kept me sane throughout this nightmare of a week. Rob, you're one of them. Doc, of course, like all the videos that he sent me. Corey, you know why. Supi, you know, the picture with the sweets and everything. You're actually the best. And Jade, our friend Jade, who keeps tagging me in her food. And actually picked the food that she's going to make for me at like one day when we actually meet. Now you can go back on that. Sorry, you're stuck with making me this Christmas spaghetti thing with, oh, it looks so good.
Nice.
Yes, it really did. How did you spend the holiday? I
just hung out with family around my place or my parents' place. So
it sounds really good.
Yeah, it was good. It was fine. Kids had fun. I think they got everything. They got a lot of gifts. They got spoiled. So that's really all what it means to me. Just seeing them happy is worth it. So.
Sure. I used to like Christmas when I was a child, and I hate it now because I have to work. So having that in mind, hi guys, thank you for joining us. Thank you for letting us into your houses during this Christmas week. Thank you. Thank you so much. Please leave a like on this podcast, on this video, on YouTube. It helps out a lot. You can send a super chat. It's the bottom of the YouTube live chat, the little dollar sign. You can also set a Humper Chat at humperchats.com. If you want any of your questions or statements read live on the air, you can swear, you can curse, you can like give me some holiday spirit, which I absolutely lack of. Yes. Please subscribe to Fightful Select, our bread and butter. You can actually vote on the Fightful Awards if you're a Fightful Select subscriber. And last but definitely not least, after our show is done, please leave a comment below on YouTube. Helps us out a lot because the algorithm sucks a lot. And now we can actually get started. It was a weird wrestling week. Every year, the wrestling week during Christmas, it is a heavily taped week of wrestling, and I do not like that because wrestlers need some time off. I can feel like we can all agree on that. But it was a really weird week. I watched everything, even though my tight schedule sucks. You didn't.
Nope. I didn't have a damn thing going on either. So
thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yes, but we are going to talk a little bit about World's End and then just scroll around.
Well, before we do
the rest of the show.
Before we do that, Maggie, I did get you a Christmas present.
Oh, no.
And here it is.
Hi, Maggie.
As if I wasn't having a horrible time. Hi, sweetie. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm here to bring some Christmas cheer.
Please. Did you have a nice Christmas?
I had a good Christmas. I got a lot of alcohol.
Is that a penis on that Christmas tree?
No, they're two candy canes.
Same thing.
Sure, I guess.
So you had alcohol because you're legal now?
Yeah, this was my first legal Christmas, so my grandma just bought me a bunch of alcohol.
There you go.
What did you drink?
I did not drink anything, actually, yet. I'm going to, I'm waiting for New Year's.
Have you gotten drunk yet?
Not technically.
I've gotten
to where the room's been spinning a few times.
So buzzed, okay.
You've been buzzed. Okay, yeah, but what did you drink buzzed. Though?
Oh, I don't remember. It was Royal Rumble. It was during Royal Rumble this year.
So at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, I was a fan. I was not there doing anything official, so I was able to do what I wanted to do. And I needed it for that show, to be honest.
Yeah, you're safe. But like, what are you going to drink now?
Oh,
what did she give you?
She gave me a chocolate liqueur. And then I also got a ready-to-drink, like a very big thing of ready-to-drink espresso martini.
Okay, so my advice is to not get drunk with any of these.
What, Maggie?
My advice is to not get drunk with any of these. Like, you can try them, but don't get drunk because, like, your head will hurt so much in the morning. Espresso martini is really good. I love espresso martini.
That's a good
but
one.
Your head the next morning, no. No.
Yeah.
Chocolate liqueur? Like, if you add whiskey to that, you can drink it.
Yeah. Sure. No, that's what you do. Yeah, I'll add some. I'll
I'm kind of excited for you. I'm going to, if I remember, I'm going to check up on you on New Year's Day.
Okay. I'll keep you updated on how I'm doing.
How are you doing? I hate you, Maggie.
I'll be going for a
stupid shirt.
Gators basketball. Undefeated. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Basketball. Okay.
Yeah.
He knows. He knows what he's
yeah,
doing.
I know. I know what I'm doing.
I'm glad you had a wonderful, wonderful holiday. Also, we're going to miss you. Like, are you going to pop in our shows?
So I haven't talked a lot about this yet. I talked about it a little bit on the LNG streams when we're doing like grin-alongs and whatever. Mm-hmm. But my plan is I'm not going to do like much of anything in wrestling. I'm doing the grin because I have been signed to a exclusive contract that I cannot get out of. But so I'm locked in over there, unfortunately. But everything else, I kind of wanted to just kind of step away and move on to something else now that I'm graduating college and going into an official career. So I am moving Twitter accounts. So I have a new Twitter that I've had for a while, but I'm going to officially migrate over there just so I can start fresh and go from there. Wrestling is great for the most part. I just kind of over the last year, I've kind of like sat back and thought about it. And made the decision that I didn't want to continue.
But are you going to continue watching it?
I'll watch what I'm required to watch.
Okay. Okay, that's fair. I was always a supporter of the fact that if something doesn't bring you joy anymore and it used to just stop and maybe. Are you going to start again if you get your passion back?
If I find a passion, I definitely will. That's another thing that like pushed me towards the decision was like I kind of lost a love for AEW in the last year. And I think a lot of people did as well. And Japan is like kind of a train wreck. And if Japan can get better, like Wrestle Kingdom's doing a lot right now for me. Like if Wrestle Kingdom or Wrestle Dynasty do not hit the way it wants to, I'm probably just going to stop watching Japan as well. But I think if there's something that can really get me back in love, I'm going to watch it. Like, I'm still going to watch Mania and, like, Rumble and the big shows. I've already, like, kind of phased out weekly TV at this point. I'm right now trying to go through Collision and Dynamite from the last 3 weeks before the pay-per-view tomorrow, just because I haven't watched it at all. I haven't watched a Raw in 4 months. SmackDown, I haven't watched in a year.
Well... Raw's been pretty steady. I'm not gonna lie, but I totally understand what you mean about Dynamite, and I do feel like things will get upwards with the new year and the HBO thing. I really hope so, but like I still enjoy watching it. I'm not gonna lie. Just it lost that spark that it had at the beginning.
Yeah,
but I do have faith that it's gonna get better.
Yeah, the C2's like been very good for Dynamite and like reinvigorated a lot of people. Like the mid card's been lacking, and that's 12 people you can kind of help in the mid card, and some are like upper card, like Osprey and whatever. But it did help a ton to get those guys established that badly needed it. There's still like major steps they need to take. That like we talked about this last year when the C2 happened. We were like, oh, AEW, they did the C2, they're back, and then had a few good months in the start of the year, and then started struggling around Double or Nothing season. So it's the moment, keeping the momentum. And I guess like for me with Dynamite, it's just frustrating as a fan, like someone who loves it. It's so frustrating sometimes, but I want to see it get better. I hope it gets better. I hope I can get some passion back as a fan that I can still enjoy while I watch. And so I'm hoping.
Fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm. Well, for sure.
Yeah. Well, I'm just glad you stopped by.
Yeah, I texted Rob last night. It was very late. And I wanted to come by because this was, as far as I know, the first wrestling show I did on Fightful. I might have done a Day After Dynamite before that, now that I think about the dates, but like this was like that was just like a one-off. And then after this was when I really started doing a lot in second half of 2022. And I did the most amount of shows I've done on Fightful are with y'all too through the Patreon show, the select pre-shows. So that's why I wanted to come on and say my goodbyes to Rob and Maggie and to the crowd.
It's the end of an era.
I made my Twitter that I that I'm leaving. I made the bio end of an era as I leave it. But I just wanted to come and say I want to say thank you to both of y'all for everything over the last 2.5 years. Rob, you've given me a lot of opportunities at Fightful. Maggie, you bully me a lot, but I know that there's love still.
It's only because I love you.
Yes, I know. No, I fully know. And I am excited for this next phase in my life as I move on to another one, but I am incredibly grateful and thankful for the last 2.5 years, something like that. It's I don't even know when it technically starts, but a long time.
I'm gonna keep you on here for a few minutes because I have to do something really important. So you two have fun for just a few minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, if something came up, fight for guys. Be right back.
Okay. Right. Okay. Jesus. So listen, you're actually one of my, like, not one, my favorite person to talk crap about.
And I'll take it.
All of this was constructive criticism, okay? All of it. And in reality, I'm just jealous of your hair. That's at the end of the day, that's it. Jealous.
We've seen, like, these shows, the Patreon shows, showed, like, an evolution of my hair. Because when I started them, I'd been growing it out for about a year at that point. It was pretty short. And then I grew it, then I had it really long. And then now it's kind of, like, back.
You cut it. Yeah.
I cut it over the summer and now I'm there. But yeah, that shows it's just, this whole thing has showed a big evolution in like where I've gone as a person. It's kind of interesting.
Well, the thing is, you're 21.
Yeah.
And when you're 21, like it's like a pregnant woman. Like every day her belly gets bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm. But with people in their 20s, like, they change a lot when they enter different phases of their lives. It's I feel like it's really specific to men, because like when you reach 25, 26, 28 years old, you just stop aging, and that pisses me off. Mm-hmm. You guys age like fine wine, while we women age like milk, and that's kind of frustrating to me. Yeah, listen, I started wearing makeup, and do you know why that sucks? Because I get makeup on my jacket here.
Oh.
it's really annoying.
It's unfortunate.
Yes, yes. I don't think that you'll ever need any makeup, so I hate you for that.
Well.
Well, while you're here, you can share your hair secrets.
Nothing.
And don't say genetics. I'll just slap you.
It's not, the thing is, like, it shouldn't be genetics because my dad is bald. So like he's been bald since. It's been that's why I'm growing it out. It's like I don't even use good hair, like, or good shampoo. I don't use good, like, I didn't use conditioner for until late last year. I started using conditioner.
Asshole, you never used conditioner up until for 20 years. You're conditioner free.
I didn't have, I had short hair like to there up until I was, until I went to college. So I didn't need to use conditioner when I had short hair because you don't really need to. And then I use a 2-in-1 shampoo.
You men! 7-in-1! The shaving cream and body, the butter and body shower and oil and everything. Oh my God, you men. And yet somehow you have really nice skin.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. Like, I genuinely, there's so many things where I'm like, this should not be like with my hair just doesn't make sense the way it works. But
yeah. Well, I just hope that you annoy no one in your future job, and just
well,
time will tell, right?
Based on like the, I'm not going to talk about my career paths on here because I want to keep that private. But based on like the paths, like the paths I have forward that I'm looking at, that are all like not they're pretty different, but like they all have a shared field. Depending on which one I go down, I could very much annoy a lot of people in my life.
That's a given.
Yes. I think I'm good at it.
Yeah, but like you have fun with it because like you're so unbothered when it comes to stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's, I feel like I want to think that I made you learn how to do that. I know I didn't. So tell me what you're going to miss most about wrestling.
Oh, probably the people. For the last, well, for the last year, maybe longer, I haven't really loved wrestling as much. Been a little bit, honestly. And I was still traveling to shows mainly for the people that I would see at shows, and hang out with them. And like for WrestleCade, I went specifically because I was hanging out with friends. WrestleCade the year before, same thing. I would say like up until Mania 39, that was probably the first time where I was like, I don't really care about the wrestling that much. I'm mainly there to see my friends. And that's what it became for a while. When I went to Double or Nothing for Vegas, that was just to see, hang out with people that I enjoy being around. And there are, quite frankly, a lot of like awful people in professional wrestling. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, but there are also incredible people and some friends that I've made that are texting me right now about the AEW media call. For some reason. Oh, why did multiple people text me the same tweet from the media call? Okay. I just got two different group chats just texted me about something on the media call. This is what wrestling is. But I have made some incredible friends. So
is Tony Khan talking crap about you? Or that's,
let me see what it was. John Alba asked about Ricky Starks.
Oh, okay. Did he get an answer though?
I asked Tony Khan if Ricky Starks will be part of AEW's plans for 2025. Tony says to stay tuned to see who will be appearing.
Oh, okay, that's a nice way to say no. Yeah, I miss Ricky Starks, man.
He'll be great in NXT.
Yeah, but like quickly, one of my dream matches was always Carmelo Hayes versus Ricky Starks. It's just,
that'd be a good one.
That being said, I hate the way Carmelo Hayes has been portrayed on SmackDown. I hate it. Yep. I hate it. He's gone so much right now.
There are so many things that Hunter does with booking that peeves me. And the Carmelo Hayes decisions and the U.S. Championship in general, I really don't understand it.
Carmelo Hayes was one of my favorite wrestlers on NXT 2.0, I want to say.
Yeah, 2.0, the silver and gold era.
Yeah. And the colorful era after 2.0, the weird thing. That transitioning period. It was like he made that whole thing watchable, and I adore him for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that he was going to be a huge star when he came to the main roster, and then he wasn't. And I have no idea why, because like, I think that the feud between him and Trick Williams did him no favors.
No.
Like, it made Trick Williams look like a star, but Carmelo Hayes was totally left behind, and this wasn't how things were before that. And on the other hand, the way that they've been booking Trick Williams's two title reigns about now, they suck.
Yeah.
What? How?
Trick needs a little bit more time down there that I don't think he's going to get. And with Carmelo, funnily enough, I actually thought Carmelo was going to not like have a great singles run on the main roster. And it's mainly because he's a smaller guy. Not like I have no issues with being a smaller dude, but as I stood next to him at a GCW show, I think it was, I don't remember what show it was, but it was during WrestleMania weekend 2022 in Dallas. I stood next to him, and I'm not tall. I'm 5'9", and I'm pretty sure I was taller than
You're
him.
Pretty tall.
5'9", and like wrestle, like I'm the size of Adam Cole. Like I'm the same height as Adam Cole, who's a pretty.
I'm 5'1".
Yeah, but like you're not a wrestler.
Not yet.
But for like on the men's side, 5'8", 5'9", like. That's on the smaller end. Danielson has shocked me because he is small, but he's pretty big. Like he's shockingly wide. You don't notice it till you see that man in person. You're like, oh my God, you're built. But with Melo, he is a little smaller. And I don't mind that because he's so good. And he carries himself like he is 6'3". But that is something that's always going to hinder anybody on the main roster, even though we're out of the Vince era. It's always going to happen no matter what. Like we're just, that's how they do it. They like the people who are 6 feet tall.
It sucks.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah. It's really, really unfortunate. Rob, did you get your shit done?
Yeah, I got, there was a little issue with the, specs on the rotary girder, but we got it taken care of.
I have no idea what you said.
If you've seen the movie Tommy Boy, you know exactly what I'm saying. Anybody in the chat that's seen the 12-time Oscar-winning film Tommy Boy knows what I'm talking about as well. Anyways, Caden, thank you for filling in for me. And I want to say thank you, man. It was a pleasure knowing you, and it sounds like we're going to have to let you go and put you down, boy.
Best of luck to your future endeavors.
Yeah, we're future endeavoring you. But no, seriously, thank you. It was a pleasure working with you and having you on our shows. And
you can pop by anytime, by the way, whenever you can.
We mightn't let you in. We're not sure, but
I mean, you can try. You can knock.
You could try.
I can knock. Yeah. I can knock on the door.
Yeah, you can knock on the door, but. But I want to say thank you, man, and we wish you the best. And
thank you.
You still went to a really stupid school, but other than that,
yeah, go annoy someone else now.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Take care of yourself. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye. All right. So, Maggie, we have AEW World's End taking place tomorrow in Orlando, Florida. I know you're a big fan of these Saturday night pay-per-views.
Listen, I'm not okay. This is the one time of the year when I don't mind this because I'm working the night shifts until the rest of the year. So I have the opportunity to actually sit down, drink my coffee, and watch the pay-per-view during the day like a normal person, like I normally do, you know, on regular days. So this isn't such a big issue now. It's really not. Reminder, guys, you can send us a super chat if you want your question read live on the air. And also, please tell me what food you're eating. Thank you.
Well, let's get into it after this one thing. It's been a whirlwind of excitement here. And I'm just going through them randomly, these matches, because I don't have them in a particular order. So, but let's go ahead and start with this TBS Women's Championship match. Mercedes Moné defending her title against Chris Statlander. They're titling it the TBS Championship Match 2, as you can tell if you're watching the show. Maggie, who you got?
This is actually a tough one. Today, because the first match was really good. Probably one of the best things on the show. But do they give Chris Statlander the opportunity for the second time and make her lose a second time? But on the other hand, I don't think that they've made a good build towards this match in order for it to be as important as stripping Mercedes of the title. What can happen is Camille's still there, right? She just left Mercedes. Okay. So what could happen is Mercedes, Camille can come back and cost Mercedes Moné the title. And then they can feud for a while. But because things went wrong on last week's final battle. I thought that Billy Starks was going to dethrone Athena. And then Athena was going to challenge Mercedes Moné for that championship. And then for her to be the one to dethrone Mercedes Moné. Because I still feel like that this should be a thing.
Yeah. No, I understand.
But on the other hand, if you strip Athena of the title, Ring of Honor has no champions because she's the Ring of Honor champion. At this point, it's not Chris Jericho, it's Athena. She's the Ring of Honor champion. So this is, I don't know, I'm going to pick Mercedes Moné. I feel like there is a lot more in her reign, for better or for worse, if you like it or not. I have no idea what to tell you, but I feel like the person who's going to beat her for the title should be built up better. That's it. What do you think? Yeah.
Well, I think Mercedes Moné is definitely going to win this match. And the reason why is Supi made a great point in the chat here. He says Mercedes will fight Mina Shirakawa the week after. So he thinks she will retain. And yeah, I think that's the case too.
The bummer here is that because they saw that Mercedes and Chris had a wonderful match previously, and because they're lazy and they haven't done anything other than that, and they just throw in this rematch just for the sake of having them on the show. And this is kind of not how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah.
Having women's matches just for the sake of having women's matches without any build is just as bad as just not having women's matches. And
I agree with that.
I'm exaggerating a bit, but you get what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't count if you don't put any effort into it. We're still going to have a wonderful, wonderful match because both these wrestlers are top-notch women's competitors. But like with zero story and zero thought behind it, it's just.
Yeah, no, I agree. And just to throw a match on there, just to throw it on there. I mean, if anything, like they could have done Camille versus Mercedes. That would have been the perfect opportunity to build that. Right there.
There you go.
That's my thing. We move on to Takeshita versus Powerhouse Hobbs. As much as I like Powerhouse Hobbs, this title's not changing hands.
Oh, No. Yeah. I feel because Hobbs is, pardon the pun, a powerhouse, okay? And shocking, I know. You heard it here first. And I think that what they're about to show us is just how strong Takeshita actually is, because I don't think people appreciate enough just how huge Takeshita is. And I feel like this match can be considered a meaty man match. Slapping meat, beefy thing. I think it can be considered that. Yeah.
Big, what is it? Bigs. What's
big? Big meaty man slapping meat.
Yeah, thank you, slapping meat. I was like, what the hell is this? What? I was like, I'm gonna get it all. I'm gonna be so
big
wrong, but
slapping me.
There we go. But yeah, Takeshita wins here. All right, so we move on to the third match that we have here. MJF, Maxwell Jacob Friedman, taking on Adam Bebe Cole. I don't see Adam Cole winning this. But
I hope they had a fucking great match, because the build had it ups and downs. I'm not going to lie. They did pick it up last week with the in-ring segment that they had on Collision, I want to say, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, it was on Collision. I think, damn it. Here's the thing. I say this all, like, I feel like I've been saying this for weeks now. But it has to happen here because it has to come for a full circle. The Kingdom costs Adam Cole the match.
Okay.
This has to happen.
With Roderick Strong or without?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to. But yeah, Roderick Strong has been out. And damn it. I really don't know. It can be Adam Cole. It can be with Roderick Strong, but what I think will happen is we get MGF in the Kingdom versus Kyle O'Reilly, Roderick and Cole. But okay. This is just me spitballing here. But the Kingdom will. Okay, I'm not gonna say will because I've said this in the past and it hasn't happened. But this is the only way this can make sense to me. I don't know if Wardlow returns. I don't know how his recovery is going. I have no, information about that. I don't know if anyone else has. I haven't been checking, news sites or anything. If people in the chat know, or if you know, you can actually tell me. This is probably the only way you can make this interesting by adding more drama. Seriously, this for me is the only way. What do you think?
Yeah, last month I called it that they were going to turn heel on him, but I just don't know anymore. I think MJF has something in his sleeve, but. Yeah, I have MJF winning here. I don't necessarily know what they got planned, but I don't see MJF losing this match. Mm-hmm, and they need to move on from MJF and Adam Cole ASAP. I know that much.
Also, the thing is, I don't think I can see a world in which MJF doesn't have that Dynamite ring.
In a world, yeah. We got a super chat from our good friend Just Ricardo. He says, "Mary Hoftimus, you too. I don't know what that is. And Happy New Year." What is that?
I'm gonna need an explanation, Ricardo, sweetie. Please, you don't need to send more super chats. You can just explain that and just
Holy Festimus.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay, thank you.
I didn't even look at it. That makes sense now. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I hope everyone had a really, really wonderful Christmas. I really do. I'm not sarcastic or anything.
That's a good question right here. And I honestly have to say, can we have a tie, please? I would say Cole and MJF.
Really? You're not sick of the Priest and Judgment Day stuff?
Look, I like MJF and I like Adam Cole, but they both need to move on, badly. Damian Priest is okay feuding with Judgment Day. He's okay. Granted, it's gone on too long, but granted, I know Adam Cole was out for a long time, but we knew it was coming back. It's just them together just needs to go. It just needs to move on. That's all. I mean, they need to just. I want both to end. I thought we were getting that with for a second. I was thinking we were going to get that with Damian and Gunther after Survivor Series, but that just went out the window. So we'll have to see. But yeah. All right. And I have MJF winning, like it sounds like you do too. So
yes,
we will move on to the Tijuana Street Fight taking place in Orlando. So it should be an Orlando Street Fight, but whatever. That's okay. Mariah
May. Is going to be at World's End?
Yeah. Mariah May defending her title. Yeah.
Okay.
Mariah May defending her title against Thunder Rosa.
I'm never going to be mad about Thunder Rosa being on a pay-per-view. Yes. I hope this match slaps hard. Mariah May is going to retain here, I'm sure. But I'm always going to be glad to see Thunder Rosa back in the ring on our screens. I've missed Thunder Rosa immensely. Yeah. They've been building towards that for like some time now. Not the best build, but I don't think that there's any chance Thunder Rosa wins here. That's the thing. And like street fights used to be her thing. So I'm anxious to see how they built the match. But at the end of the day, yeah, Mariah May.
You think the newcomer Toni Storm will get involved at all?
The newcomer, yes. Listen, what I'm glad that's happening is that she didn't return as her old self. She returned as Timeless Toni with amnesia. Like that's what she came back as. And I'm so glad because her acting like a goof is just top notch. I'm in love with this. And her, you know, over the hill acting, shocked at the response of the people when she came back, was just incredible. I don't think that there's anything Toni Storm can do at this point.
Yeah.
I don't know if she shows up or anything. If she shows up and walks to Mariah May, she's like, "Hi, I've heard so much about you. Can I have a title match, please?"
I would love that. I would absolutely love that.
Yeah.
Man. We have another super chat. This is from our friend and person that likes to tell Harley Cameron secrets. That not so secretive things, but Chris Doc Mueller says hello. Hello, Chris.
It's our red panda. Hi, Doc. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here. I've thanked Chris in our private chat because he keeps sending me videos of red pandas and like they're at this point, Chris has to be a red panda.
Red panda.
Yes.
Yep. Red pandas are cool.
They are.
All right, so
they are because Doc likes them.
Yeah, we both have, man, so Mariah far, I think May, we've agreed on everything, but yeah, we both have Mariah.
Yeah, on just, this one. It's and weird it, when we don't agree on stuff.
Everybody in chat has the same thing too.
Yeah.
So next is actually two different matches, but we'll turn into another match. The semifinals, you have Okada taking on Rick O'Shea. And then in the other semifinal, you got Bill Ospreay taking on Kyle Fletcher.
I feel like we end up getting Okada versus Will Ospreay.
Either way, I think we're getting Okada versus. I think we're getting Okada versus Ospreay. Or we're getting Okada versus Ricochet.
Fletcher.
And.
We're going to get Okada and Ricochet out of the way, Rob.
Well, what I'm saying is I think the only way Ricochet, I think, wins is if this is where he actually maybe potentially joins the Hurt Syndicate. This would be the time to do it, in my opinion, because it makes sense. That's the way, if he's going to do it, this is where you have to pull the trigger, right here. That's
okay,
opinion.
I kind of agree with you here because the way that things transpired between Ricochet and the Hurt Business, I feel like it kind of ruined Ricochet. And the only way you can unruin him is for this to all make sense at the end. Because they kind of made him feel like a bum. And now what happens is they're throwing toilet paper at him.
Yeah,
from the audience. And that's...
He's not well-liked in AEW. That is somewhat shocking to me.
Well, I feel like they don't they like him before the weird thing with the Hurt Syndicate.
Did you see yesterday? He got, like... He got pretty much owned on Twitter yesterday by one guy.
Times. So you're aware of the things that happen on Twitter, but you haven't watched Dynamite?
Yeah.
Okay. What happened? I haven't.
Oh, okay.
Seen
I'm gonna have to go. I'm gonna have to download them. So or.
Like, okay. Dynamite. Yeah. Okay.
So.
Please screenshot it and things. Okay. So if what you're saying is actually kind of interesting because Ricochet beating Okada.
Yeah, I know.
It's the Continental Classic. How can other people get involved?
I know that's the thing. They're not supposed to. So that's why I don't know how this works out.
I'm still gonna pick Okada.
Yeah,
I'm still gonna pick Okada. The hard thing is for me to pick between Will Ospreay and Kyle Fletcher. It's still weird to me that this is where we're going with... those are the two semifinals, right? Correct?
Yes.
Yes, and there are no other semifinals because there's only two of them. Correct. And then the two winners face each other at the Dynamite on HBO, correct?
I thought... Oh. Somebody would know that, maybe. I thought they would wrestle later on, but somebody else...
Later on in the night.
That's what I thought, but somebody else might know.
Okay, okay. So...
I could be completely wrong.
Okay, so these are the two semifinals, and I still don't... I mean, the Continental Classic for me is always going to be a really, really fun way to... Yeah. Thank you, Jay. So, as I was saying, the C2 will always be, for me, a fun way to make matches matter, awesome matches mattering. Because this, as a whole, this is something that was a problem with AEW from the beginning. We have really awesome matches, and no one can dispute that. No sane person can dispute that. But, like, they didn't matter. Like, they didn't have a story behind it. So, the C2 is an awesome way to make that count. So what we got was, and I talked about this last week, Mark Briscoe beat the TNT champion, and he also beat Kyle Fletcher. And Kyle Fletcher is in the semifinals now, so that loss meant nothing. But, like, I still know about this loss. And Kyle Fletcher and Daniel Garcia are both supposed to be a big thing now. Although, I don't see Daniel Garcia as such a big deal ever since he won that TNT championship. And I believe this is a problem. If he ever ends up feuding with Shelton Benjamin for that TNT championship, because from what we got from last week's Dynamite was Shelton Benjamin eyeing the TNT championship, I would like for Shelton Benjamin to beat Daniel Garcia for that belt because I would just want to see Shelton Benjamin with a title as soon as possible because every match that he has, even the match with Okada on this week's Dynamite, it was... You cannot possibly dispute the fact that Shelton Benjamin is one of the greatest wrestlers of our time. And they shared a handshake before and after the match, and then Okada flipped him off. But, like, that's That's another different conversation. But I feel like I went off track here. So Will Ospreay versus Kyle Fletcher. So the first on AEW soil, the first match that they had, Will Ospreay won it. It was a random episode of Dynamite. I think it was after AEW Dynasty. Or maybe not. It was after a pay-per-view, a big pay-per-view match. Was it? I don't remember anymore. Yes, sweetie. Mortals didn't even get 1 point. Not one. As I was saying, Will Ospreay won the first match, and then they had that feud. Kyle Fletcher won it, right?
Yes.
I don't know, man. This is so hard. I mean, I feel like they do view Kyle Fletcher as their future star of the company. I don't know
they haven't had a singles AEW match.
No, they've had on Dynamite.
No, it was a tag team match.
Who?
You're talking Ospreay and Okada?
Ospreay and Fletcher.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
Yeah, Ospreay and Fletcher.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know who wins here. Seriously, you're asking me to tell you the finals of the C2, the two people, and I can't even decide who the winners of the semifinals are. This is, I don't know, I feel like for sure one of them is Okada. I do need a proper reason if Ricochet beats Okada. But Okada versus who, man? Okay, listen up. I'm going to go with my heart and I'm going to go with Will Ospreay. I have zero problem if it turns out to be Kyle Fletcher because I've been loving Kyle Fletcher a lot. I'm just going with my heart. Okay, and ends up being Okada versus Will Ospreay, and
they fought right after AEW Revolution.
Revolution, thank you. Okay. He faced who? Will Ospreay faced who at Revolution?
Well, he faced Kyle Fletcher Swerve. On the Dynamite after Revolution.
I know. I was asking, who did he face at Revolution?
Okay. He faced...
I can see that.
He faced...
I can tell you that.
Takeshita.
Just hold on. Takeshita. Okay. And he beat him, right? He beat Takeshita. Yes. Okay. Okay, who wins between Okada and Will Ospreay? Oh, damn it, man. Okay, just give me some time to think. Who do you got for the final thing?
Okay, I have Ospreay versus Ricochet. I think that... Like, I know the rules. I think something's going to happen. I just do. That's just me. I hope I'm wrong anyway. I don't know. I don't. But it's wrestling. What? Maybe Ricochet just wins. I wish I had one. You. I think Ricochet wins. I do.
Explain to me how. Give me a for instance.
I think somehow, like, maybe it's a distraction. Like, maybe they don't get in the, like, they don't get in the ring, or they don't come out, like, they're in the crowd or something. I don't know. That's the only way I can figure it out. Like, that's the only way they can do it, is by a distraction.
Okay, so the Hurt Syndicate weren't allowed in the... Okay, yeah?
No, never mind. You can't do that either. I was going to say... Maybe Ricochet signs before, but that still wouldn't matter because MVP wouldn't be allowed to go out. So never mind. So damn it, Maggie, I don't know.
The Hurt Syndicate weren't allowed in the building during Shelton Benjamin's match.
Yeah.
This week, and they had to confront Christopher Daniels during that segment. So do you think that they threatened Christopher Daniels in some way?
I don't know. I don't know. Like, you basically threw my theory into the toilet and flushed it down the drain because you make sense about it. You made it make sense. Mine doesn't make sense anymore because I don't know any way around it. So, and I just don't, like, part of me just does not see Ricochet beating Okada clean.
He can beat him clean because there's toilet paper thrown at him.
Yeah, that's true. Depending on what kind of, I mean, if it's Charmin.
Okay.
Cottonelle or something like
okay.
that.
Okay. Okay.
Being
fine.
But we got some super chats that I'm going to read out. So, Just Ricardo says Maggie's Red Panda Fun.
This Soupy is for Doc.
What if Shelton loses Garcia and goes after Takeshita next? Because that's the match I want to see. Yeah.
We still need to see Takeshita versus Okada, by the way. Just
yeah.
Saying.
Just Ricardo says each day Shelton proves what we've always said. Correct.
Ricardo, I feel like Shelton Benjamin was fucking robbed.
Yeah.
While he was working under Vince's rules. He was heavily robbed.
That now goes over, brother. Yep. Yeah, I'm sure. I would think so. I would hope they'd go back for a Augusto as is WWE coming back to Puerto Rico.
I hope they do.
Yeah,
I hope they do. That was an awesome crowd, man. And like that was, I feel like it was Backlash, right?
Yeah, Backlash. Yeah. I'd like to see him do a. I mean, we're seeing them do international Raws and SmackDowns now. I would love to see them doing, if they don't do a PLE, I would love to see them do a Raw or SmackDown in Puerto Rico. I would absolutely love it.
Once you're treated to a Puerto Rican crowd, man, you need to go back to that because it's a whole different thing.
They use that footage all the time of the drone flying in. They use it all the time.
Oh my God, that was the best. You know, like those small, simple things.
Yeah.
How they make a show totally different. I love that.
Yeah.
That crowd erupted, man.
Oh, and yeah, just it's what we call good shit. But, okay, now back to the Ricochet.
Back to the hardest thing ever.
Yeah, I think Will Ospreay wins it all. There you go. That's my.
Okay,
that's
so my... you think we end the year on a positive note with Will Ospreay winning? Okay, I'm going to go with that too. Okay. I'm going to go with that too. One good thing needs to happen when this year ends, and this is one of it. Because I do have another thing that I hope it'll happen, but it probably won't. But it's me, okay? So,
yeah, I got you. So this was what I was referring to with the Ricochet tweet. So he says... he said, shut up. That's why you had to work on Christmas, broke boy. And this guy replied, you work once a week, which gives you 6 days to work on your promos, and you still can't cut one on X. That's Ricochet replied, broke boy also isn't very innovative.
Innovative.
Yeah, same old shit. Nothing original inside his broke-ass head. Ha, ha, ha. Mr. Reddington, that's his Twitter's name. Says instead of toilet paper, they should have thrown your ass some cue cards. At least it would have dispelled the illiterate rumors. So, and then the third one, Ricochet says, shut up. That's why you had to work on Christmas, broke boy. Oh, that must have been the earlier one. But he goes, just for the record, I was off on Christmas, like my TV when you were wrestling.
Oh, my.
He just got owned, man. I mean, don't get me wrong. I
Oh my God!
It was something else. I mean, and they might have gone back and forth since then, but I don't know. I haven't looked, but that's just what I saw. So,
broke boy is does that make me a broke girl?
I don't know what broke boy means, I guess.
Well, I worked on Christmas, so that's probably it.
Who knows? I don't get it.
Thank you, Mr. Ricochet, for respecting people.
This was something that didn't go over well either with a lot of people. Ricochet commenting about Samantha making him sandwiches was in poor taste, though.
Well, it depends on the...
I'll find it for you. That was...
Yeah, like, it depends on the situation, because, like, there's... I don't see zero problem with a woman preparing food for her man. It depends on the situation, of course.
But, well, the way he's... Yeah, in this situation, it was not the way you think. So this person says, you took Samantha away from us, so no. That was what the person tweeted. He quote tweeted, who else is going to make my sandwiches for me when I'm hungry?
Oh.
The best heel worker. Like, yeah, he's trying to do it in character, but I know I didn't. It's like, it is what it is. I mean, like, I'm
sure the Ricochet is, well,
he's trying to do an Andrew Tate thing, and that's, I think, a disaster.
Yeah, no. If he's trying to do, I don't think that this is something that you have to do character-wise in 2024. Just please don't. If you want to portray Andrew Tate, just get out of my television, because that is not funny, and that is not cute, and I will take none of this.
Please. I'm not a fan of it, but I mean, I get his character. I just want them to go a different route. That's what I'm saying.
I understand.
I know he's not that way. Like, from everything I hear, he's one of the nicest guys in the world. Like, sure. You know, so it's just the thing to get basically right here. It's basically to get smarky, you know. Like, it's getting people going. I just think there's a different way you can go about it.
Yeah, but, like, I understand what they're saying. Because its job is to make people riled up. And
yeah, it is.
When they throw toilet paper at you, you know that you're doing something right. I mean, he still wrestles like a babyface, but he's a jackass. And I'm anxious to see how this goes. Because... If Okada and Ricochet end up facing each other, because Okada is a heel, but everyone's chanting for Okada when he starts to wrestle.
And that's basically what Fernando says. Come on, stop taking this serious. It's a wrestling character. We know that.
Absolutely. It's a wrestling character.
We know it's a wrestling character. I'm just saying it could be a different character, or you can change it. Like, I don't need an Andrew Tate. If he wants to be that way, that's fine. He can do that. That's, if AEW wants to do that, that's cool. It's just my preference. I'm not going to stop watching. It's just, that's the way I feel. And they, I know. So this is starting to set some people off. Like, it's like, immediately think it's a Andrew Tate thing. Is the reason why the Andrew Tate thing's coming out is because he kind of resembles Andrew Tate. That's why people are saying it. It's not because of...
I don't think he looks like Andrew Tate at all.
There's a resemblance.
Okay.
I'm not saying that they look exactly alike. I'm just saying... Because they're bald. No, it's not that. They just have, like, the goatee and...
No. Listen. Like, because, like, when he was facing on this week's Dynamite... So he was facing Darby, and Ricochet was yelling to the ref, he's pulling my hair, and the ref was like, you don't have hair.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, we completely know it's a character. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's fine. I'm just thinking there's better ways around it. If not, that's okay. Like, I know we are in a, like, a my feelings type situation, and if they keep doing it, that's fine. Like, it's just, I'm saying, for my preference, if they want to keep it going, cool. Like, that's fine. Live it up. Do what you need to do. I just, from a financial standpoint, I just don't know how long it'll work, because it's obviously taking some people, like, off of it. I'm not saying, it's just, He's just doing heel work. He's being a heel. Like, does he feel this way?
I know. Yeah.
No, it's just like, that's what I'm trying to get across. We know he's being a character. That's it. Like, I know that. And I want other people to know that he's being a character. That's it.
No, absolutely. So. He can be a dick without, you know, people comparing him to Andrew Tate.
I
can't believe we're talking about Tate on the wrestling show.
I prefer not to either. But,
I prefer not to. Like, I don't want to give that guy the time of day. Anyway.
I get it completely. Let's move on to the main event. John Moxley defending his title against Hangman, Adam Page, Orange Cassidy, and Jay White in a four-way match. Maggie, I don't see this match. I don't see this title changing hands.
I don't think so either. But there is an interesting twist here. So during this week's Dynamite, I don't know, because like you didn't watch it. During this week's Dynamite, so you remember Hangman assaulting Christopher Daniels a few weeks back, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So during this week's Dynamite, Christopher Daniels came up to Hangman and said, I know everyone else has a backup in this match during this four-way, but you don't have any, and I'm here if you need help. Which is interesting. Because I'm sorry, but you're an EVP. Or whatever your title is. I have no idea what Christopher Daniels' title is. Boris is right
Boris
once
Johnson
again.
Making sense is, yes. I'm like, hey, the political powers that be who do watch this show. I know Joe Biden, before he leaves the White House, is watching this. And Trump at Mar-a-Lago watching this. We're really big with the political people.
Please stop. So as I was saying, so Christopher Daniels saying this is interesting, because I don't know how they're going to swerve this. I know it's probably 100% not going to happen, but let me have my dreams, okay? Just let me have this. Young Bucks and Kenny Omega return. Backup Hangman.
Why the hell? Okay. Well, timeout. I know you said, let me dream. Okay. That's fine.
Yes. Let me dream, please. I know, as I said, 100% not going to happen, but let me dream just like I'm dreaming every year during the Royal Rumble with AJ Lee. Okay. Just let me dream.
Okay.
John Box is going to win here. But what I'm talking about is the huge brawl afterwards.
What do you think of
because
this
it's idea? It's not going to end there.
Scott George says
Jack Perry joining
Jack Perry joins the Death Riders.
Yes, Jack Perry joining the Death Riders is something I've talked about on previous shows, because I don't think that line that Moxley fed him was a random thing to say.
Yeah,
I do feel like Jack Perry joins the Death Riders because the Elite left him behind, man. They just left him.
Yeah.
They destroyed a bunch of...
Okada.
And Okada. And Brandon Cutler.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, to be honest, and this is just me making a joke, not taking a shot. Well, it is taking a shot at Brandon Cutler. They didn't even know he was gone. You know, that's just the way it's.
I'm sure that in kayfabe, this was the thing. Yes. K-fabe. Yeah, but they totally left Okada and Jack Perry behind, and we haven't even gotten the backstage segment with Okada and Jack Perry at all.
No.
At all about this. So, if they're straight up abandoning that storyline, I'm gonna need some answers. But Moxley retains. What's interesting to me, what happens after? That's it.
You see Christian Cage getting involved?
No. But it's going to be really funny. Because if Christian Cage cashes in that contract, I want him to win. It's going to be so funny. I miss champion Christian Cage. I really do. Because he's just funny. He's funny and he's a good wrestler. His character is one of the best. Funny heel work. That's it.
Yeah.
But I don't think he gets involved in this match.
Okay.
Do you think he gets involved in the match?
I could see him like coming out like after the match or something, but I don't think he I don't think it'll be one of those things where he gets the title that night.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I feel about that. But yeah, that's the AEW World's End taking place tomorrow night from Orlando, Florida. So we got that. So, Maggie, how you feel about doing a little Cooper effect?
Yes, please.
Okie dokie.
So, yes, for one last time this year, let me tell you guys a story about a really, really nice kitty and a U.S. Airwoman. So a deployed U.S. Airwoman had her Christmas wish fulfilled thanks to a nonprofit that undertook a special holiday delivery, rescuing the stray cat who stole her heart. So Sergeant Tracy was stationed in the Middle East when she found a kitten on her base and named it Walter. The orange tabby offered comfort to the woman so far from home, but as the end of her deployment neared, she couldn't bear to leave him behind, knowing he risked starvation or euthanasia, if this is how you actually read that word. So she turned to the veteran.
Euthanasia.
Okay. So she turned to the veteran-led New York-based Paws of War to help. They focus on entering countries where U.S. soldiers are deployed and rescuing animals they may have formed bonds with. The CBS news station in New York reported that it can cost as much as $10,000 to perform these extractions, as they require plane tickets, various medical procedures and paperwork, filings with governments at home and abroad. But Walter was rescued in time for Christmas when, after arriving first in New York, Paws of War volunteer and U.S. Army veteran Derek drove the orange tabby to the waiting arms of Sergeant Tracy's husband all the way in New Hampshire. So they rescued a kitty from the Middle East, and because she couldn't bear to separate herself from the kitty, she actually got an agency to fly the kitty overseas and back in her loving arms. This is so, so, so wholesome. I feel like next year is the year I get a cat. I'm not even kidding. It's just I've fought against this because I'm not home a lot, and this cat will go insane. So, and I'm always a supporter of cats being in a loving home. I'm going to love the crap out of the cat, but only 50% of the time or less, because I'm not going to be here. So I don't think that any cat deserves that. But kudos to Sergeant Tracy. She's a wholesome one for not letting go of her cat and not letting go of her feelings toward the cat. So more people like this. More people like this.
Jordan Kirby says Mox wins. Adam Copeland comes back and challenges Moxley to a match at New Year's Day Dynamite.
I do see Adam Copeland returning on HBO's debut. I really can, but not before that. I don't know. I don't know if you need to say this before the show, But I just, I don't know. I don't know if they have to, because it's a HBO debut. You think that a lot of people will be watching.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Yes.
I would hope so. So. Well, Maggie, you wanted to talk about NXT. So
guys, just some, before the show, Rob and I talked that Rob did not watch Dynamite or NXT this week. So listen up, because I'm kind of mad about this. So Obafemi, and we all love Obafemi, right?
Yep.
So he won the match on Deadline. He was the last survivor. He was the Iron Survivor. So he beat a lot of other people. He got the most pins and everything. So he got a legitimate title opportunity, right?
Yes.
Okay. But what did Eddie Thorpe do before that? Do you remember?
He basically faked an attack.
Okay. So Eddie Thorpe faked an attack. And then because he was like, oh, that's not fair. I was probably going to win, you know, the Iron Survivor thing. And I got zero chance and everything. So what Ava did was grant him an opportunity for the match. And right as he was signing the contract for that match, he signed the contract and said, no one attacked me. I faked it all because instead of facing three or four other people in a gruesome match, I only had to do this, and now I get a championship opportunity. So he was the, you know, slimy heel, and he was kind of right also. So the match happened. Trick Williams did face Eddie Thorpe, but the thing is, it was kind of a double pin, but Eddie Thorpe has had his foot under the rope. So legitimately, Eddie Thorpe should be champion right now, if we're speaking realistically. So what happened is, during this week's Dynamite, that the three of them got in the ring.
You mean NXT?
What did I say?
Dynamite.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, NXT. So what happened on this week's episode of NXT? Obafemi, Trick Williams, and Eddie Thorpe, were in the ring. And Obafemi and Trick Williams had, you know, exchange of words, because they are going to face each other in the near future. Is it going to be on the next week's episode of NXT, or is it New Year's Evil?
I believe.
Yes. Okay. They're going to face each other at New Year's Evil. So they start exchanging, you know, words. How I'm going to beat you. No, I'm going to beat you. So Eddie Thorpe comes out, and then he starts spitting facts. And the audience is booing the guy. And I'm like, what? I understand that he's a heel, but why are you booing the man that is telling zero lies? Okay, so let's put a pin in that. So Trick Williams got so cocky and mad that he actually made the match into a triple threat. So at New Year's Evil, is going to be Trick Williams versus Obafemi versus Eddie Thorpe. So Obafemi calls Trick Williams slick, because he says, now you can pin Eddie Thorpe and not me, and you can retain your championship. So that's smart. But I'm ridiculously mad, because shouldn't Obafemi get a fair shot, because he beat three other people, or was it four? I don't remember how many people were in the Iron Survivor match, but he beat a lot of people to get that championship opportunity, and now it's three of them. And I hate that, because why would he say yes to this? And I feel like what happens is Trick Williams retains by pinning Eddie Thorpe, and Obafemi gets called up to the main roster without even being an NXT champion. And I don't want that. What I want is for Obafemi winning this match and entering the Royal Rumble as the NXT champion. That championship belt will look great on Obafemi. It was made for him. And also, I want Obafemi in the Rumble. Just please. Please. And you already kind of ruined the magic with Tony D'Angelo beating him. I feel like I love Tony D'Angelo. Just saying. But like the magic was gone when you saw that Obafemi at the end of the day is pinnable. So this low key is making me really mad. Like I don't know why, but like NXT hasn't gotten me this level of mad in a long time because I love Obafemi so much and he needs to win this match a lot. He can pin both of them. Seriously, just pin both of them. Thank you for showing up to my TED Talk.
No problem. So before we go, nothing's been advertised on WWE.com for SmackDown tonight, but WrestleVotes is reporting that there will be a 6-woman tag match with Bianca, Naomi, and Bayley taking on Nia Jax, Tiffany Stratton, and Candice. And we'll also see a Chelsea Green. Chelsea Green did confirm this, that there is going to be a U.S. title celebration to take place tonight. So those two we do know. And Cody Rhodes hinted that he will be at SmackDown as well. But
hinted that he would show up for work. Wow, what a champion. Are you okay? You okay?
There we go. I think I'm back.
You're in the wrong mic, but you're back.
Okay. We'll just stick with it for now. Anyways, we'll just go for that. Anyways, SmackDown tonight taking place in Tampa, Florida. It's going to be the last 2-hour episode, I believe, for SmackDown. There you go. Merry Christmas.
Why?
Yeah. Well, you know, the way it is. But Maggie, plug your shit.
Guys, you can follow me on Twitter if you guys still do that, at Maggie_IK, and on Instagram at Maggie.IK, and on Blue Sky at Maggie-IK. Saying this is the stupidest thing ever. Guys, thank you so much for joining us throughout this entire year. Thank you so much. We couldn't be possibly here without you. We appreciate you a ton. Thank you for all the people that found us this year. I hope you stick with us for next year. I hope that we get to be a bit much sometimes. we like to goof off. Thank you so much. Reminder, please leave a comment under the video after you've done watching. We love you guys for being here. Thank you so much. Leave a like on the video. Rob? Yes.
Thank you guys again for watching us, being a part of this show. We appreciate you so much. We hope you have a happy new year, and we hope 2025 is great for you. But guys, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on X. I'm also on Instagram at Fightful Rob and on Threads at Fightful Rob and Blue Sky Rob Wilkins .bluesky.blahblahblah. So yeah, but that's it for today. We want to say thank you again, and I hope if you watch AEW World's End, you enjoy it. There will not be a pre-show this week because I forgot all about it. And
and I'm working.
And you're working. So there we go. But guys,
have a happy new year. Please don't drink and drive, just like Soupy said in the chat. Please don't drink and drive. Just get a cab, Uber, or
stay home or stay with friends. Whatever. Just stay safe for you and others. But guys, we will see you next time. I'm not going to be that guy that does that joke. See you next year. No, I'm not that guy. Yep. But see you soon. Peace out, homies.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. You can check out all our previous episodes on your favorite podcast platforms or youtube.com/FightfulOverbooked.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.